Time for our Friday food news and restaurant reviews. We saw a headline in the food section of the Tribune this week. One couple searching for the best crab rangoons in Chicago. Rebecca Johnson wrote the story, and she joins us now. Rebecca, good morning. Tell us about this Lakeview husband and wife and why they're on this mission.
Hi, yeah, good to be here. So, like you said, there's a couple in Lakeview. For them, crab rangoons are really their, you know, their comfort food. So they were on a mission to go to a bunch of restaurants in Chicago, rate which ones they like the best, and they shared on their TikTok account so other people can try those restaurants themselves.
And, of course, in case you don't know, the crab rangoon has cream cheese and crab filling in kind of a wonton, right?
Yes. Yes. It's a comfort food of mine, too. So
yeah.
It's very good.
Yeah. I sometimes hesitate to order it because I think, no, I won't have any appetite left for dinner. But these two rate the crab rangoons. And did they tell us about their rating system.
Yeah, so they when they first started, they didn't really have a system, you know. But as they kept going, they're like, we have to, you know, track things more. And so now they create a spreadsheet. And for them, they really pay attention to the ratios. They like the wonton to filling ratio. And, you know, it has to have a good balance there. And then they also pay attention to the cream cheese to crab ratio. Those are their two most important things. They definitely said they care about the taste of the sauce, and they don't like it to be too expensive, of course, but the ratios are their, like, most important qualities.
Did you say they create a spreadsheet for this?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I guess it figures because isn't, and say the names of these two, because one of them is a supply chain analyst, right? And the other is a statistics analyst.
Yes, yeah, their names are Matt Weirich and Emily Simonian. Yeah, so they both have that little bit of math background, I think, which maybe helps.
So did they come up with a number one favorite?
Yes, so their favorite, one of their top two favorites are Noble Thai. That one ended up being their most, like, viral review on TikTok, but their top favorite, they gave a 9.3 is Tanuki Sushi and Grill, which is in Lakeview.
Mm-hmm. And I imagine they're getting all sorts of recommendations now on social media, aren't they?
Yeah, they get a bunch of comments on every on every single TikTok they post. So they started trying some of those that are in the comments as well. I know they recently went to Indie Cafe, which is in Edgewater. That was one of the most frequent comments they were getting on their TikTok.
Do they also publicize places that they don't like, or do they just do the best?
Yeah, they. I think they have a pretty favorable view of most of the ones they go to, but their lowest rating was at Vaughn's Pub, which is, you know, an Irish pub, so maybe it's not. Maybe it's not the number one place to go for crab rangoons, you know, but that one was their lowest review.
And we should give their TikTok account here. It's at Shy Rangoon, right? At C-H-I dot Rangoon Reviews. And I know people are going to want to chime in with their favorite. Do they go into any of the history of this appetizer at all?
No, I think they mostly focus on, you know, the taste, the taste and the price and things like that. But yeah, those are their two main criteria.
Yeah, I mean, there is some thought that maybe this was invented at Trader Vic's or a place like that. But it's thought to have been invented in the United States, isn't it?
Yeah. It's you know, it's served mostly at Asian restaurants. But, you know, like you said, it's thought to have invented in the United States.
Okay.
Maybe not surprising because of how good it is.
All right. You want to know everything you wanted to know ever, and probably a few things you didn't about the best crab rangoons in Chicago. Check out that TikTok account at Shy Rangoon Reviews. Rebecca Johnson in the Tribune wrote about this, and now I have to have this weekend, Rebecca.
That's great.
Yeah, thanks. Take care. Have a good one.
Thanks. Thanks, you too.
Next in our Friday food section, Chicago Magazine restaurant critic John Kessler. John, good morning. We were just talking about a popular TikTok account, and you just wrote about a chef with a TikTok account. And does he own this this restaurant in Ukrainian Village?
Yeah, hey, good morning. He does. He's a young guy, Jake Potashnik, and yeah, he opened up just a few months ago. It's a very different, cool place.
What kind of food?
Well, he has worked really all over the world and brought a lot of that back. And it's a, you know, it's a tasting menu, so it'll be a lot of little bites. You know, it's very seasonal. He calls it relationship to table, which is kind of a mouthful, but it's about getting to know different, like, producers, you know, farmers, seafood producers, foragers, things like that. And it's a, you know, it's kind of a long meal, and it's a progression. You might just get, like, you know, each course might be one or two bites, and it's very fun if you're in the mood for something like that.
It's called Feld, right? F-E-L-D?
Yes, sir.
And this guy's got like 85,000 followers on TikTok, so he must be doing something something right.
He is. He's got a lot of personality. He's a very, you know, he's very opinionated, very cocky, very like educated about food. He's super curious. He has lots and lots of opinions, and he was very. I mean, I don't really go on TikTok that much, but I noticed that my daughter and my niece were were looking at his account a lot, and so I started following him, and it was always very fun to see the little videos he put together. He knows a ton about, like, the history of fine dining mm-hmm. and things like that.
Feld yeah. is at 2018 West Chicago Avenue, and I see that dinner for two ran you $800. I hope you expensed it.
Yeah, no, I just did a dash and dine, you know. And, no, yes, of course.
Wow.
It is very expensive.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, if you get the wine to go along with it. I believe it's about $195 each before, you know.
You know, the problem I have with tasting menus, John, is usually when I'm done with dinner, I want to stop at White Castle on the way home because I'm still hungry.
You still want to get a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
If that's the thing, this may not be your place, but you know, if you want to try something really different, and, you know, don't mind the high expense of it. It would definitely be a unique experience.
Let's talk about the place you wrote about in the West Loop, La Serre. How do you pronounce this?
Yeah, La Serre. Yeah. It means the greenhouse in French.
And it's at 307 North Green Street. And now this is a spot where you say eating at the bar, if you're by yourself, is cool, huh?
I like it a lot. It's a funny place. You know, it is decorated to look like a greenhouse, which means it just has, like, I don't know, hundreds of plastic plants all over the place. It's super seamy. And so I'm not exactly the demographic for the place, but the food is great. And I loved sitting at the bar. There's a great bartender there who I was talking with named Don Landy, and he was, he made it a good experience. You know how that is sometimes when the barkeep is just a nice person, fun person, and it, you know.
That's important. And so it's French, but you say this one, not that expensive.
Not super expensive. I mean, there are some higher end things on the menu, but not really at all. They do incredibly good mussels. I think the best mussels I've had in Chicago.
Yeah, you wrote about some great salads like the Little Gem, too. Okay, so La Serre, 307 North
yeah.
Green Street. And finally, a Mexican seafood place that you wrote about in Pilsen that you like. Tell us about this.
That place is super fun. It's called Marisco San Pedro. And it's from the same, like, group of chefs who just have the weirdest collection of restaurants. They do Obelix in River North, and one of them is Oliver Poilievre, who's the son of the people who founded Le Bouchon Bucktown.
Mm-hmm.
And it is really different. It's seafood, but it's not at all traditional. You go there and you just throw your expectations out the door and see what they're cooking. It's a great place to go with, like, your family or another couple or something and get a whole fish, you know, which will come in just big fried whole fish with homemade tortillas and really great sauces and things like that. I love that restaurant. I think it's one of the coolest new places in town.
Marisco San Pedro, 1227 West 18th in Pilsen. And you call this restaurant group the Wu-Tang Clan of Chicago Dining. I like that. More in Chicago Magazine. John Kessler, thanks for the tips for the weekend. Appreciate it.
Yeah, sure, Bob. Nice talking with you.
Great having you on the show.